Welcome to MCC Detroit on the web at mccdetroit.org. And now, here's this week's message.
Our first reading is from John chapter 4, verses 17 through 21. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as Christ is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love Christ because Christ first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have, that he who loves God must love his brother also.
Today's gospel reading is from John 14, verses 1 through 6. Please rise in spirit and stand as you are able for the reading of the gospel. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my parents' house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to Jesus, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the parent except through me.
Question. If life is a stage, who is your audience? And even more importantly, who's your director? With that, those two questions, we're going to journey on with this topic of Off to Broadway. I invite you to bow your hearts with me. God, we look towards you. Even in our weakness, in the times that our knees shake, in the times we have no courage within ourselves, help us to remember that the only spotlight that should be on us is the one that comes from the Holy Spirit. So this is our hope and our prayer. In your name we pray. Amen. Each of us do play roles throughout life. Either we're mother, father, brother, sister, spouse, lover, employer, or just simply the Good Samaritan on the street. And so with that in mind, if we're each of us are playing roles, who then is the audience we are playing to? Sometimes we can get into this place of playing good cop or bad cop because we want to show up and simply be who we think the other person or people want us to be. Whether or not that is truly who we are at our core, oftentimes we rise to the occasion to simply be then this person that other people choose us to be. And so with that in mind, we can get to a place where we simply get frightened as we get to this place where we are trying to be maybe who other people want us to be. We can get to a place where it's like, I don't have what it takes to step up. And thus we, our knees shake and we shake in our boots, as they say. And we can have a version of stage fright in life because we feel like we don't measure up. When someone comes along and they say, I want you to do this. And you say, who, me? I don't know if I can do that. Or sometimes we're asked to have this great showing of character and we just simply fail. And then we just walk through life Oh, woe is me. Do you guys remember the character Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh? And we'll take on that Eeyore type of mentality. No, no one loves me. Not me. I can't do it. They wouldn't want to hear from me. My voice is not that important. So if indeed we're going to challenge ego, sometimes you might see divas who are on stage and, you know, their egos are so huge, you know, it completely fills the room and it just crushes and pushes everyone else off the stage because their egos are so huge. That's one end of the spectrum, is having this huge, huge ego that you can't see anyone else but yourself. On the other end of the spectrum, however, is this lack of self-esteem, where it's like, no, not me, not me. And I'm just at a place where I'm just at a role where people simply, they wouldn't want to hear from me. And what do I have to offer? And it's a self-debasing part. And oftentimes we don't realize, but that's ego too. Because we're so focused on ourselves, rather than having a more proper and balanced look at who we are and what we can contribute and relying upon God. So again, when I ask this question about who is your audience, who are the individuals in which you, quote unquote, show up for or perform for? And I really believe that when we get to this place of simply being who we are that's balanced, not thinking ourselves too much of our, not thinking too much of ourselves, but not thinking too little of ourselves. But we're in the middle, we're balanced. We can get there when we recognize who then is our director. Because if we are our director, thank you, Michelle. If we are our director, then again, I will interface and interact with somebody in a way that I think is best. As opposed to, God, how should I show up? What do you want me to say? How is it that I should be in each of the roles in which I play? That I can be a faithful servant for you and be the person you are calling me to be in that moment. Oftentimes, we don't get to a place where we do that type of introspection and look at it from that lens, that who really is in charge here? Is it me? Because I think so much of myself, I'm confident. I know my role, my lines by heart. So I got this. You don't need to tell me because I got this. Big time ego. Or over here, no, not me. I can't say. They don't want me. And so thus we just kind of, you know, crumble and just fade away. Both of those are truly are incorrect. But going to the passage in which we heard today about if you know God, and if you, have seen your brother, then you need to get to this place where you love your brother. But sometimes we get to this place where, like, I don't, you know, I hate this person. I don't like this person. And it's like, but you still call yourself a Christian. You call yourself that, you know, that you're righteous. You've been redeemed. But if you're at this place where, again, how can you say, you know, you love your brother or you hate your brother and sister who's in front of you, but God, who you have not seen, I'm really messing that one up, but you get the point I'm trying to get to, is that, again, when you see who God is, and if you know who God is, then God is the one who's going to help you be balanced. And if it's not God, then you can be on one end, thinking big and proud of yourself, or on this other, and you just simply are just fading away. So how is it that we get to this middle place? How do we get to be this balance? So again, when it comes to stage fright, we can simply get to this place and be who God has called us to be. I want to share a story with you. And it's really the thing that I do every Sunday I come out here. My prayer is that, God, I want you to speak to me and through me. Get me out of the way so it's not my words and my voice that your people hear, but it's yours. And I believe if we all took that practice, not simply when we have a public speaking engagement, but even in our homes, when we're speaking to our spouse, when we're speaking to our children, when we're speaking to our employer, God, let it not be my words, but let it be yours. Speak to me and through me in this moment. Allow you to be the director of my life in every situation and every time that I show up. Allow you to be the one who are directing my thoughts and my actions and my words. Because again, I recognize I need to get out of the way, but my voice, you may be calling me in this moment to speak up in ways that I never thought of. Help me not to discount my own voice. And oftentimes we do that. We are our own worst enemy. Because we get to a place and they say, and we say, surely they don't want to hear from us. But you recognize that God created you. God knows you. And God is saying, I am calling you to show up. I'm not calling your neighbor. I'm not calling the other person who you think has, who's better than you. I'm calling you to be the one to speak up and to speak out and not get into this other place where it's like, no, no, not me, not me. Stage fright. Stage fright when we get to this place where, again, we are just simply discounting all that God has put into our hearts. So again, how do we get to this balanced place? And again, now let me go back to the scripture. I believe it gets to, we get to this balanced place when we can say to God, I can recognize my brothers and my sisters in the same way you do. That I see other people and love other people in the ways that you do. Because even if I have a coworker, Rev Deb, who really gets under my skin or really is coming after me, but this is all of us. But Rev Deb is very transparent about hers, so I'm throwing her under the bus this morning. But when we get to this place when we have someone who just needles us, and it doesn't have to be on the job site. That person could be in our very home. Who gets to us? That God, help me not get to the place where I'm always right. They don't know what I've gone through. They don't know all the troubles that I've seen. Or, yes, dear, you're right. Whatever you say, I'll just go along to get along. Whatever it is that you have to say. And so, again, it gets to this place where we simply need to be balanced and we need to get to this place where we see people the way that God sees people. And the passage that was read about looking at your brothers and your sisters, when you say you love God, but you hate your brother and your sister. How is that possible? Well, we know that's possible because, again, that's human nature. We have people and where whole wars, countries go to war over, but might makes right. And this is who we are. And this is what we're standing for. And there may be sometimes where you do need to go to war. But I really do believe that God is calling us to try to avoid that at all costs. Because again, we're looking, we say, if you have a heart that is beating, you are indeed God's beloved. And even though I might be different from you, and even though I may disagree with who you are, how is it that, again, I'm not going to try to be the director of my own life? And that God is saying, God, how is it that you want me to show up in his life or her life? Even though they have mistreated me and I don't like them. But God, this is your stage. My life is your stage. And I don't want to shrink away when I don't need to. And I don't want to take up more room and try to take credit for what you're doing. Help me, God, to be balanced. And I believe a way to do that is when we can get to a place where we can say, God, you be the one to speak to me and through me in this moment. Wherever I go, however I show up, speak to and through me. That is my hope and that is my prayer. That I won't get to this place again of simply being on stage and it's I'm shining or I'm always an understudy. God has created each and every one of us. And God loves us. God knows our voice. And God wants us to be right where we are called to be. And we can get to that place is when we simply are at a place of simply saying, God, you are the director of my life. Help me to stay with that. In Jesus' name we pray.